This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, August 25th. Well, wheat markets and corn and beans, too, were fairly quiet yesterday, especially corn and wheat just chopping around. Soybeans, you know, trying to inch their way higher. This heat clearly is going to do some damage to the crop. Now, the weather guys are talking about coolness coming back in this weekend and early next week, but then they're talking about the heat coming back as we get into later into next week. So that would do yet even more damage. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour showed that Iowa corn yield at 182.8 would be down 1.3 from their average. Soybean pod count at 1190 would be up 10. In Minnesota, corn yields are expected to be 181.3. That's down 6.3 from the average. And soybean pod count at 984 pods would be down 90 from the average for Minnesota. So certainly a bullish slant to Minnesota. Iowa, you know, which had a lot of the same weather problems that we saw in Minnesota, but it looks like Iowa's coming in pretty close to what their average is. We do hear about Russia saying that they're going to resume talks with Turkey, talking about the grain corridor, but Russia continues to say that they're not going to change anything unless all sanctions are removed. Well, of course, that's not going to happen, so we don't expect to see any changes in the grain corridor. And I don't know why, you know, why Ukraine would. They've established other trade routes. You know, Russia's bombing their export infrastructure, and Ukraine's trying to do the same thing. So, to say that, okay, we're going to be cordial now and allow ships to pass doesn't even make sense. But that's Russia's way of trying to, you know, get some leverage. You know, the UN wants the grain corridor to resume. Russia saying, hey, we're happy to do it. Just remove the sanctions, get us back into the SWIFT banking system. But that's just not going to happen. Russia is also lowering their wheat export tax. Now, I think this is their way of trying to compete in the Black Sea market there. Earlier this week, Egypt bought 60,000 tons from Romania at prices significantly lower than Russian FOB offers. So Russia's not going to stand for that. They will find a way to capture that market. There's just no way they're going to be pushed to the sideline for the biggest market in the Black Sea region. So they're going to figure it out. They'll either subsidize transportation costs or lower export tax. But that's what we see going on here. The next time Egypt puts out a tender, which probably will be pretty soon because they didn't buy very much, that's Russia will be a player, much more competitive than they were this time around. Interesting story. Ukraine is asking Lebanon to refuse to allow a ship to dock at one of its ports. It's a Syrian ship. They're claiming that that ship is holding stolen grain, and they're asking Lebanon to not allow it to dock. So interesting there. We'll see what happens. But, this was going on very early in the war where Russia was seizing ships, seizing grain silos and loading their ships, basically just stealing the grain and taking it for their own and selling it. So this, they've been able to track this particular ship. It must have been on there for a long time. But nevertheless, that's what they're asking Lebanon to do. Export sales yesterday for wheat, 406,000 tons. That was within the range of estimates. Corn at 651,000, also within the range. And soybeans at 1.6 million. That was well above the high end of the range from 550 to 1.4 million tons. Moving forward, I still think wheat is, you know, clearly is showing some support at previous significant lows. Looks like we're carving out a double bottom. Seasonally, we should be pretty close to getting past most of the harvest pressure from the Northern Hemisphere, and in particular the U.S., and I think that that's going to allow some more upside here. The aggressiveness of Russian sales certainly is casting a wet blanket over the wheat market, but typically we see the market rally into the fall and peaking usually in early October. The growing season just getting started for wheat in Argentina and Australia, The dryness continues in Argentina. Even with El Nino in high gear, they're not seeing the typical rains that they do from an El Nino weather event. Australia typically sees a drop in rain, and that is happening. So we got dryness in both Argentina and Australia, awaiting the wheat crop as it starts its growing season. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.